Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another scintillating and exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. I'm your host, the Knight Rider. Tonight's topic, Republicans are in the wilderness searching for their Messiah. If they're looking for the burning bush, it just got extinguished over this past weekend at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Convention. The GOP is on a downward trajectory, and no, Jeb Bush will not resurrect this turkey either now or in 2016. His tepid reaction from the CPAC attendees this past weekend should signal to one and all that crazy and crazier are definitely running things now in this grand old party. So the GOP, in an absolutely frantic attempt at locating and or resurrecting a messiah to lead them out of the extreme political wilderness, did not find the proverbial burning bush this weekend at CPAC. Jeb Bush got a very tepid reception after his brief 19-minute speech. I believe it's not too premature to say that this is one bush that is burnt out. No, the hardcore activists within the GOP are instead setting their sights on the young Mr. Atlas Shrugged. That would be Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky. He came out of this weekend's CPAC get-together as the leading candidate among the hard-right GOP activists. Dismiss this if you will, but these are the same people who front-load any spring primary campaign. Romney had so much money in 2012 that he could bowl his way through the whole process, but that won't necessarily be the case in 2016. Jeb Bush will not have Romney's financial clout, and he'll be outflanked by way too many fire-breathing wingnut dragons who have now all but taken over the entire GOP apparatus. If you thought the GOP presidential candidate field in 2012 was packed, just wait till 2016. There will be messiahs aplenty to make the next go-around for the White House seem like a front row seat at the Roman Colosseum on a Sunday afternoon. And that's all for another episode of Rough Riders Radio. This is the Knight Rider saying thank you all for listening. And now, we're signing off.